you don't know me. At least, I don't think you do. You're just looking really anxious and was wondering if I could sit with you. If not, that's okay. I mean, having one of these loud and yelly people come and sit with you is maybe a bit anxiety-inducing, but I mean, since you're here, I'm assuming you're trying to socialize and stuff, so... I can sit with you? Oh, awesome. Thank you. I promise not to be too, nerve-inducing. Yeah. So, how are you enjoying the party? Well, I guess you're too nervous to actually try to do the party type stuff, but... fair. I mean, I mostly just like it for talking to interesting people and stuff. The actual, like, I don't know, more party-y stuff is kind of lame. You've been trying to get out more? Well, I mean, yeah, that's really good. I mean, honestly, when I saw you sitting all alone out here, I used to be like that, so... I remember lots of... I went to quite a few places and just sort of sat on my own, and... Yeah, eventually it got less scary, and... Well... Yeah. Eventually it gets less scary. Well, I don't think you can really get rid of it. It's just... I don't know. I find that, like, telling the dumb part of your brain that tells you that everyone's staring at you and whatever is just reminding yourself that it's dumb and wrong. That seems to help me a bit. And, you know, just doing it a bunch and seeing that, you know, no one's gonna come over and, like, stab you or something. I don't know. It seems to make it more handleable and even fun. So, yeah, you're doing good. Hey, no, it doesn't matter if you haven't, like, chatted up everyone or, I don't know, gone doing drugs in the closet or whatever. Like, you do what you can handle and you're trying to do more, so... I think that's a lot more than nothing, so, yeah. You're taking baby steps, and you gotta take baby steps before you can take, big boy steps. Yeah. So, have you been to a lot of, like, parties or social, like, where there's lots of people before, or, is this, Oh, it's your first. Oh, jeez. Well, I mean, you haven't run out, so that's good. Oh, you're shaking. It's okay. I used to get, like, all clammy and sweaty and I was really bad when I started, so you just being a bit shaky, that's... I mean... I mean, yeah, you don't smell bad, so that's definitely good. Do you want to hold my hand? I mean, I know that might make it go even crazier, but, you know, your heart will probably, like, calm down after a little bit. Yeah? Oh, okay. Here, you can hold my hand. See, isn't that nice? And you can always be reminded that you're not alone. You know, I was expecting you to smell, like, stinky and stuff if you're, like, like, getting all sweaty from nerves or whatever, but you actually smell pretty decent. Pretty good, actually. So, you know, that's something nice going for you that you don't gotta be anxious about. I mean, I'm sure you're probably sweating a bit, but I mean, you don't smell bad, so hey, you don't gotta be nervous about smelling like garbage or sweat, or or maybe your sweat just smells really, really good. In which case, then you can just, that's something to feel good about.
Hey, Bass. It's been a while since I've seen you around.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's been a while since I've been to one of these parties. It's nice seeing you. What you doing?
Oh, you know, the usual. Drinking a bunch and making out with some cutie in the closet.
Oh, I almost forgot how much you thrive at parties like these.
Yeah. I was gonna ask if you wanted to come check out the closet with me and my new friend, but it looks like you've already claimed a cutie of your own.
Well, I appreciate the offer then. I'm gonna keep this cutie company and hope you have your fun.
All right. Well, if you want to join, you know where to find me.
I'll keep that in mind, you dummy. Sorry about that. They can be quite a bit. It's, yeah. Are you okay? Oh, they really can be a lot, huh? Well, if you'd like to, like, sit in my lap, you can. I can hold you and make you maybe feel more safe, if you'd like. No, no one's gonna think you're weird or anything. I mean, have you been looking around at people? Like, a solid chunk of them are just, like, making out or, you know, rubbing up against each other and stuff, like... Don't worry. No one's gonna care. Silly. So, is that a yes then? Do you wanna sit in my lap? Yeah? Okay, here, scoot in my lap. There you go. Yeah, good boy. You like being called good boy? Well, you are a very good boy. I mean, this is quite the exposure therapy, I guess. It's kind of similar to how I got over, well, not got over, but made my social anxiety more manageable too. Just sort of jumping in the deep end and having, well, like you, I had someone there with me to, I don't know, be more than I was used to. Yeah, they did kind of what I did right now. That's kind of why I don't know, got the balls to come over and ask to sit down. I really appreciated them. I still do. I mean, we still talk and stuff. And I don't know, you seemed like you could maybe benefit from the same that I got. So, yeah. Although, they did a bit more with me. Oh, well, they thought that, kind of like I do, that my shyness was cute, and they asked if they could kiss me and stuff, and, well, I mean, there's a lot of people doing that around here, usually they're not as shy, but, I think your shyness is really adorable, and I mean, It does kind of make me want to smooch you a bit, but yeah, well, quite a bit. A lot, really. I mean, God, I'm supposed to be the not shy one. Okay, I mean, would you like to turn completely so that you're facing me in my lap and wanna kiss a bit? Yeah, just straddle my thighs and... You have a really cute face, by the way. And, yeah. Hold on, let me just feel your heartbeat. Oh wow, it's going crazy. Here, touch mine. Yeah, I guess we're both, kind of freaking out a little. It's okay, it's okay. That'll probably calm down a bit. Would you like to kiss some more? Yeah? Okay, okay. Oh jeez. You moving around in my lap like that, like a, I don't know, dog rubbing its butt on the carpet has made me kinda, well, you know, I know you can feel. I'm sorry. If you want to get off my lap, you can. You like feeling it sitting in my lap? Funny, that's kind of what I said when I was in your position. I was also in a corner, facing away from everyone so that they couldn't tell if naughty things were happening, and I don't know, that made me kind of feel like, you know, no, really, no one's looking at you. It helped me be less anxious, I guess. So do you want to do some naughty things with me as well? I completely understand not wanting to. I mean, it's a pretty weird thing. It's probably just a me thing that I, you know, and... Really? Oh, wow, really? You seem to be pushing your nerves to the side a lot quicker than I did. Wow, you're, I mean, yeah, all right, good boy. Let me just pull out that beautiful, oh my God, look at that thing, it's so wet. Wow, you get pretty damn wet pretty easily, huh? No, it's... I don't know if this is very easily. I mean, I'm probably already making my undies wet, so... God. It looks so nice. Oh, no. No, I'm not just saying that. God, look at this gorgeous thing. Oh, I like the little twitches. Oh my. You like rubbing your butt against my cock too, huh? No, I... There's not really a way for me to take out mine without people seeing, I don't think. You're just gonna have to be okay with making me spurt a hot sticky load into my underwear. Oh my. You like that idea, huh? You know, if you're feeling adventurous, you could join me in the bathroom after and help me clean up my underwear. I, of course, mean with your tongue. Okay, good boy. How's that sound, huh? It's okay. You think about it. Think about it. Think about it a lot. God, about me shooting a thick load in my undies. My undies. Oh, God. It's gonna be a really fucking big load, too. You have a really nice butt, by the way. And cock. Damn, you really are quite the hottie. Hey, look into my eyes while I stroke your cock, okay? Good boy. This is quite the exposure therapy, huh? I got a lot better at being able to look people in the eyes after looking in the eyes of someone stroking my cock. I don't know what, it's just, if you can push through it like a good boy, if you can look into my eyes while I make you shoot a big, thick, sticky load, then everything else just seems a lot less bad, I guess. You think you're a brave enough boy to try that, huh? Yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Oh. Hey, don't worry. I'll, you know, to do proper exposure therapy, you gotta do it a bunch, so. I'll give you my number and we can go to a few more parties and I can stroke your cock whenever you need. Or you can stroke mine, too. God. Maybe we can graduate to sucking each other's cogs in the bathroom or in the closet, like my friend. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, I love feeling your ass rub against my cock. It feels so much better that it's... are so close and they'd have no idea. We're just a couple of horny people making, oh well, I guess we're not making out. Maybe we should well, keep up appearances then. Come here, cutie. You like that? You really like it, huh? Feeling my tongue in your mouth. God, you're such a fucking naughty. Such a good boy. Holy shit. We can is more like that, then we're gonna start having saliva dripping all over our faces. God. Feeling your ass all rubbing against my cock like this. Fuck. I'm sure you can feel it throbbing, huh? Oh, my pants are kind of thin. Fucking shoot such a fucking load. Oh god, I'm sure you are too, huh? Oh god. Fuck. Oh shit, wait, where am I gonna hide your cum? Fuck. I guess I'll just, have to swallow it, maybe. Yeah, you wanna shoot in my hand, huh? And watch me eat it in front of you. Yeah, good boy, good boy. That made you really hard, huh? Here. You like it when I stroke you like this, huh? Fuck. I'm kinda getting close, actually. I think my reading capabilities of your throbs, if I'm reading them right, I think you're pretty close too. Fuck. Yeah. God, you're so adorable. I want to milk a nice, thick load. Rob, and I want to feel the cum shooting out of it. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, yeah. Yeah, that's so fucking good. Good boy. Good boy. You like me milking it, huh? You want to cum, don't you? You want to fucking cum. Oh, so goddamn hard. In front of all these people, too. Me too. God, I wanna come in my fucking pants so hard. Holy shit, this is fucking fun. I'm getting. Try not to make too many squeaky noises. Here, give me a kiss. Come for me, baby boy. Come for me. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. I'm gonna. Come for me. Good boy. Fuck. Good boy. Yeah. Oh, that's such a thick load. Fuck. Oh, good boy. Oh my god, you came a lot in my hand. It's okay, I'll take care of it. Your cum tastes like really good. Do you drink a lot of pineapple juice or something? Okay, well, I have some underwear full of cum, so do you wanna take me up on my offer? Wanna come to the bathroom with me and help clean up the mess that you made? Well, I mean, I made, but you caused. sounds good. You can clean a bit off my cock too, if you'd like. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're gonna have to get up off my lap for that. So, there you go. Good boy. All right. Well. Let's let you polish this cock off then. dork.